This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you heard their music. Get up and dance, baby. It's Friday. The weekend is here. It's 9:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah. I mean, it is hard to picture, but when I say the answer is always yes, I actually point up and both of my feet come up.
He does. It's very dramatic.
Yes.
He puts everything into it.
Well,
everything.
I am. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm passionate.
Oh, yeah.
About what I do. And
that's
I
right.
am blessed and I am thankful to be blessed and to have great listeners. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't think we would have made it 23 years plus without you. And here we are. And thank you. Hey, there's a lineman competition going on this weekend. In fact, it's tomorrow. And the opening ceremony begins at 7:30 a.m. It's at the World Equestrian Center in Ocala. This is the Florida Lineman Competition, an event in which utility line workers from across the state compete as teams. And they'll demonstrate their skills and knowledge, but also do it in a fun way, in a very safe environment. And so that's at WEC, the World Equestrian Center. And opening ceremonies begin 7:30. For more information, go to flpublicpower.com. Yeah, some of these folks are pretty extraordinary. And, yeah, maybe they want to show that off a little bit to you. That's a good thing. Friendly competition that actually will, you know, increases their expertise on the job. Because you know what? Those folks that do that kind of work after a hurricane, are they not pretty much superheroes? Yes, they are.
Gotcha.
Indeed, they are. All right, some of your top stories. Attorney General Bondi, did she get that delivery of paperwork on Epstein that she demanded come from the New York FBI office that she says has gone rogue? Sent a letter to Cash Patel basically saying better light a fire under their, these folks or, you know, heads are going to roll. So I checked the news sources. I haven't seen anything pop up yet. But I think that's pretty important because what they've given her so far is diddly, man. There's not much there.
No diddly, no squat. That's about all she got.
Yeah. That's it. And as my promo...
Yes. Are you working on it already?
Indeed. I think I have it done.
Oh, look at you.
People know the difference between a bombshell and a firecracker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I get
you like
going.
That? Yeah. You like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Give us the meat. So, to, well, maybe that's not a good term to use. I'll have to work on that. Give us the meat of the story. Now?
Yeah.
Time to expose the Epstein pervs? Yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
You work on this one.
You think?
Yeah.
I think I'm done.
Oh, okay.
It's Friday, Greg.
Good point. What do you want? It's Friday.
I already got people like sending me, can you do this commercial? I'm like, oh, yeah. Tomorrow's a new month, and you give it to me late on a Thursday when you know I'm not here?
Yeah. Whoops.
But I know that sounds almost like I'm complaining, and I just have to make sure you know that I'm not.
Yeah, corporate. He loves his job.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
Just sometimes there's little things around the fringe area that could be improved upon, but we'll be happy, right?
Absolutely.
An attitude of gratitude.
Gotta love it.
Goes a long way. So, will Attorney General Bondi get what she's asking for? We're waiting to see. I hope so. Zelensky meeting with President Trump today, going to sign a paper. We're going to get us some mineral rights. I'm going over there with a metal detector as soon as I get invited.
There you go.
See what kind of minerals I can find over there.
Go for it.
Yeah? There's gold in them there hills. That's what Zelensky said.
There's something there. We want half.
We want half. All right. What else is going on? Amy Klobuchar does not know the price of eggs in her home state.
But wait a minute, Bob. She's always kind of blaming, subtly, blaming the president for the price of eggs.
Yeah.
So she'd have to know what she's talking about, right?
She's a Democrat.
Oh,
you just throw
point.
Stuff out there.
Yeah,
it's
good point.
Usually, they're so used to not having anything fact-based to say, they don't bother doing any kind of research just in case they are questioned on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you've made it up to begin with. You might as well make up the answers. She said, well, I just bought some eggs last week, but I don't want to be wrong on the price. If she did buy her own eggs, yeah, that's fine. But for her not to remember the price, when she is using the price of eggs basically as a hammer to hit Trump over the head with. This is how they... They're so disingenuous. They're so, I don't know, cheesy almost in the way they operate.
Don't say that. Cheese will go up, too.
That's true, too. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Donnie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I heard you mention the mineral rights and egg prices. CNN today poo-pooed that whole mineral rights story. Do you realize that there's not any proven minerals there, they said? So this whole deal that he's been bragging about, this might be a big nothing burger, Bob.
No, that's what CNN might want to tell you. And yes, the last time that they really did some sort of an assessment was, I believe, back in the 80s or 90s under the Soviet Union. But no, those reports say that there is a bunch of minerals there. So now... Now, has anything changed? I don't know. Minerals don't, like, dissipate. They don't evaporate. So, the stuff should be there. Now, is everything set up to, like, go in there easy peasy, flip a switch, and start mining? No, of course not. Of course not. And that's part of the deal that Ukraine's actually going to benefit from. They really are going to need to partner up with somebody anyway. Might as well partner up with us. Right? Yeah, of course the left is going to poo-poo everything that they possibly can. Yeah, there's no proven amount. Yeah, there's, I mean, what you could say that about anything that's underground. It's not proven until...
I haven't seen it.
...comes out of the ground.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. That's right. I haven't seen it, so it doesn't exist.
Kind of like oxygen.
Yeah. So the prime minister was over for a visit, the British prime minister, Starmer, and it looked like Starmer and Trump getting along two peas in a pod, man.
That's good.
Praising each other. He praised President Trump for creating an opportunity where a peace deal is possible in the Russia-Ukraine war. Wow, somebody's giving Trump credit.
What
a
concept.
A world leader.
Yeah.
I like it. Starmer lauded Trump during their joint press conference in the East Room yesterday. We stand side by side still today, and we're focused now on bringing an enduring end to the barbaric war in Ukraine. Mr. President, I welcome your deep and personal commitment to bring peace and to stop the killing. You've created a moment of tremendous opportunity to reach a historic peace deal, a deal that I think would be celebrated in Ukraine and around the world. That is the prize. We have to get it right. He also said that history must be on the side of the peacemaker, not the invader. Wow.
Make a little point there.
So the EU is going to be even more pissy.
Yeah. Well, you know.
More whiny. We don't like it. Don't be nice to Trump. Didn't we agree we didn't like him? It's basically a fly on the wall of some of their meetings. Happy Friday. It is here. It is a weekend. It is another gorgeous day in paradise, my friends. 9:15 right now. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. We'll grab top stories, headlines, and your input as well on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, all coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Secretary of State Rubio, he's been busy. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:19. Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Friday's here. The start of the 84th Bike Week in the Daytona area. But bikers will be all over the roads, everywhere on the in the Sunshine State, enjoying our beautiful scenery and weather. So keep an eye out for those folks. Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, talked to Breitbart News, and he said that his conversations with leaders across the Middle East suggest a strong desire in the region to see expansion of the historic Abraham Accords, and that worldwide the planet is thrilled President Donald Trump is back in the White House, as the world has been dying for Trump's kind of leadership again.
Nice.
In Washington. Yep, he said, I think there's a strong desire. That was his response when he asked if he thinks a deal can be brokered, expanding the Abraham Accords to include nations like Saudi Arabia. He said, I think what was behind October 7th in some ways was an effort to stop that from happening. I think no nation, no regime on the planet is more freaked out and anti-Abraham Accords expansion than Iran, which is why they were involved in getting Hamas to do October 7th. But I think there's a lot of countries out there that would love to enter the Abraham Accords. And obviously, we've got to get through the situation in Gaza. And that has to get wrapped up in a way that's acceptable to Israel and makes Israel feel that their security interests are taken into account. But assuming that happens, then I do think you're going to see more countries entering the Accords, which, keep in mind, was one of the most historic advances in Middle East peace in decades, and which was widely mocked by Democrats. By the way, when it first happened, we now have seen more and more countries, even quietly, I don't want to say who yet because they've been quiet about it, but we've had more and more countries sort of come forward and say they would like to join as well, and including Africa. So I think it's something we can build on, and it would be one of the great developments of this term. Of course, the left, the Democrats, wouldn't give the proper amount of credit with the historic Abraham Accords, the lefty media, and they're going to continue not giving any sort of positive coverage for this president, unfortunately. But the American people have caught on to that, and they've caught on to the obvious bias now, and they're finding other sources for their information. Hence the reasons why the CNNs and MSNBCs of the world and their ratings have plummeted, because Americans are finally catching on. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced yesterday during an interview with Larry Kudlow on Fox Business that the United States and Ukraine have struck a deal on strategic minerals as well as oil and gas amid peace talks for ending the war with Russia. And he said, the deal is done. Well, we're waiting on is Zelensky to come to the White House and sign it, which should take place today. He said, I went to Kyiv 2 weeks ago and met with Zelensky. Since then, we struck a deal. Their governing council approved the deal last night. So I have an agreement from their economics minister, so the deal is done. Isn't it interesting? Oh, Trump, he's going to get us into World War III. Of course, that never happened in his first term. Now they want to call him all kinds of names. And I remember many of them on the left saying, a mineral deal? Ukraine's never going to do that. Sure appears like it is going to happen. Right? he continues. Does Trump continue to surprise the left, or do they know he's going to be successful? They just want to be the naysayers, because it's really funny how stupid you end up looking when you're continually wrong about the capabilities of this president. And people start to remember, oh, yeah, I remember they said that. That'll never happen. Then it happened. Well, that'll never happen. And then it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, we shall see. I know that Trump and the GOP, congressional Republicans, they are going to try to yank away, pull away, and keep Governor Newsom from following through on his ban on gasoline-powered cars, automobiles. And it was through our EPA, the federal EPA, they granted him a waiver to be able to do that, for Newsom to be able to set these impossible standards to meet. 35% of new model cars starting next year in 2026, sold in the state of California, have to be, they call it zero emissions. As Greg and I have said repeatedly, when you're just measuring the theoretical tailpipe.
Right.
But there's all kinds of emissions in the process of mining, building the batteries,
yep,
building the cars, and what it takes to charge the cars.
These are windmill.
And we're not even getting into
what
will happen when you have to dispose of said batteries after their life of usefulness is gone.
You just bury them and don't tell anybody.
I don't recommend that.
Probably not.
But yeah, anyway, so these dictates, basically, that's coming from Newsom. Wait. Trump's the authoritarian. Oh, yeah. Trump's the authoritarian. He's going to tell you what to do. But it's actually the left that actually does that, telling you what kind of car that you can drive, telling you and telling manufacturers what kind of car will even be allowed to be sold and to how many and what market share you'll have. Wow. That's not authoritarian, though, is it?
Nothing to see here. Yeah.
But you know what? He's not even good enough to be an authoritarian, because you know what an authoritarian would do? They wanted to push this agenda on the people,
yeah,
they would at least make sure that their power, electrical infrastructure is strong enough to handle all the new vehicles that you want to be charging all the time.
Yeah.
So he's not even a good authoritarian.
So we've come to the conclusion he's not a good authoritarian.
No.
He's not a good racist.
No.
He's not a good Nazi.
Oh, no. Wait. We're talking about Newsom.
Well, yeah, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah. In other words,
who
is he really the authoritarian? He is. He's setting the dictates on vehicles.
Right.
But a good authoritarian
would
at least build the infrastructure to support the charging of the vehicles.
You're down that road.
Yeah, no, we've discussed that before about how Trump is called the authoritarian.
Yes.
When it's actually the left that wants to force you. They want to kill your freedom of speech. Is there any doubt on that?
Yeah.
You and your disinformation that you were completely correct on during the whole COVID thing? Yeah. Disinformation. So they want to squelch that. And, of course, that's the First Amendment. And they want to kill the Second Amendment. They don't want you to have guns. And the Democrats would say, well, we're not going to take anybody's guns.
Mm-hmm.
Don't trust them.
Nope.
Don't trust them at all.
Any farther than you could throw Pritzker.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not very far, is it?
Just thinking about it, I think, gave me a small hernia. Thanks, Greg.
Sorry about that.
It's 9:28. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Good, upbeat, positive thoughts. It's coming your way in just a little bit. All right. Happy, happy Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. It is absolutely gorgeous. Wow. Enjoy the sunshine, the fresh air, my friends. It is something to behold. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. The weekend begins. Also, the 84th Bike Week celebration in Daytona Beach begins as well. Bikers will be all over the place. Please make sure you check twice before you pull out there in front of folks. And bikers, make sure your headlights working properly and you're paying attention as well, my friends. All right, and I'll see you out there this weekend. The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Rosebud, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I want to hope everybody says a prayer for President Trump because he is the leader. He is in charge, and he is the man of the hour with the art of the deal. Once he gets Zelensky's signature on this, whether there's minerals there or not, China is the biggest trade partner with Ukraine right now. And he's putting it in the face of Xi Jinping. Because in October, Xi Jinping was all over Europe signing all kind of deals, pouring money everywhere, trying to get them on his side and not Trump's side. Because they all knew Trump was going to win the election. And right now, the biggest problems we have, like the eggs, Cal-Maine Foods is the biggest egg producer in this country, maybe in the world. Just like China was allowed to buy Tyson, the biggest chicken chopper, and then Smithfield, the biggest pork producer. They were allowed to buy that. They're trying to get foreign ownership of Cal-Maine. That's why they're doing all this bird crap. And I've been around birds all my life. I haven't seen a bird flu. One chicken gets in a $250,000 chicken house. One of 250 hens. One chicken in there, they find with bird flu. They have to kill every one of them. That's why their eggs are so high. They'll get back because we got the right ag commissioner now. She's working overtime. But Putin and Trump and our cousin over there in Saudi Arabia, the crown prince, when they get together, Trump's got something for Putin and Trump's got something for the Saudis. The Saudis want a direct line from their nation straight to the Mediterranean. They were trying to cut a deal with Jordan and Israel before the war started there in Gaza to have their main line right on through. They were going to pay for everything to put a main highway, pipelines, and everything through to get to the Mediterranean where they can ship their stuff without having to go through the Straits of Hormuz where Iran is terrorizing them all the time. And for Putin, he's going to take the sanctions off. He's going to move back to that river from Crimea to Belarus. There's a river there. He'll move back. I guarantee it because money talks, bull walks. And they put Putin in a box, the sanctions, Dodo and the Europeans. So he was forced to sell all his oil and gas to China. Trump doesn't want that. Trump wants him to flood the world with that heavy crude. Heavy crude makes diesel fuel. And that's what the world needs. Everything runs on diesel fuel. Those big container ships, diesel fuel. Our planes that fly in the sky, high-grade kerosene, it's diesel fuel. Diesel fuel on our locomotives, diesel fuel on our trucks. He's going to flood the world while he's fighting our court system with Dodo and then put roadblocks to get our oil up and running. He's going to let Putin and the crown prince of Saudi Arabia flood the world. It's $70 a barrel right now, folks. If he can get it down to $50 to $55, everybody can make money, and it'll drop the price of gas and diesel down below $2. That's what's needed. Diesel fuel is $4 or $5 everywhere. It costs so much. I used to run from Salinas to Miami, 2,700 miles. My old truck, my kitty cat, it'd take me 450 gallons of diesel to bring it there in 52 hours with my co-driver. You bring it that price down. I know trucks have got fuel squeezers now and everything. They're probably getting maybe 5, 5.5, 6 miles to the gallon, but it still takes a lot of diesel fuel to get our food from one side of this country to the other. And that's what's going to be. You bring the price of diesel fuel down, and trust me, everything's going to come back down. Pray for Trump. Pray for our country. I love it. I'm still alive. God is good. You people have a nice weekend. I will. God bless America.
All right. God bless you, Rosebud. Glad to hear you sounded healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Full of
the vim and the vigor.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other and the vinegar.
Yes. A little vinegar.
And all that.
Yeah.
And I love, and you know what? I've got to give Rosebud a lot of credit. It was a very long time ago, but he talked about the Smithfield thing.
Yes.
And he said, if you remember, what led up to that was when they had, like, the pig flu.
Yep.
And everybody was scared. They did away with a lot. Prices went down. The stock in the company, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, China owns it.
And here we are again.
And it is definitely a pattern.
Yes.
You know, one time could be an anomaly, whatever.
Yeah.
But
again,
and he follows this, and this is a pattern. And I don't know how it is on the national level, like the federal level, we get sucked into it. Now, I can tell you during the Biden administration, of course, they would look the other way, especially if there's a little greasy, greasy palm on their hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they've played that game. But no, we've got like a strong ag commissioner here. Stop China from buying farmland. That was a step in the right direction. There's other states that need to follow suit. We need strong leadership in Washington. Same thing. Yeah. Are they killing too many of the birds? I understand that they're going to, you know, err on the side of caution, but to what degree?
Yeah.
And I think the industry obviously will come back. The demand's always there.
Because we love chickens, we love eggs.
But yeah, we've got to quit selling these major companies to China.
Yeah.
And it's hard to tell the companies, you know, oh no, it's not really yours to sell to whoever you want.
Well,
you know what I mean? It gets into that a little bit.
We've been dealing with that with steel again, so, you know.
Well, that's true. We shut down the Japanese who are not, you know, against us in any way. They're strong allies. But, yeah, they put the kibosh on that. But there was more going on there than meets the eye. And in a lot of these cases,
there usually is, isn't there?
There is. Hey, I got some great news. We have sold out the Bob Rose Golf Scramble, the 27th annual, for the ARC of Alachua County. It's an event that will be held Friday, April 4th at Hawkstone Golf and Country Club. And, yeah, we got some great prizes, including a car from Southeast Car Agency, a luxury vacation with Cruise Planners and Brandon Kuttner. And all of that is going to go on. And we appreciate all the support that we continue to get through the years. And this is their number one fundraiser for the ARC of Alachua. And they deal with the developmentally disabled and have done a great job for decades. But we could use some volunteers. Last I heard from Mark Johnson is, yeah, we still needed a few. So if you want to give him a call directly at the ARC, Mark Johnson at 352-246-3516. And that's on Friday, the April 4th. You know, plan on being there 11:30, something like that. And you get fed and have a good time for a good cause. And I'll see you out there.
I love how you went from the egg story to the Bob Rose Scramble.
See how I did that without even really thinking about it. Now, if I could work some hash browns in there somehow.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah. I got to tell you, it should be a law.
What?
If you're going to serve breakfast, you have to have hash browns. This home fry thing, that baloney, no. 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 Hash browns.
Okay.
That's just me.
All right, I get it.
But it's, if I were king.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't do the other thing. You do whatever you want.
Right.
Do you ever get those, like, I don't know what they call them. You can't really call them home fries because they were in, like, little round, roundish. And they were, like, super dry.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah. It's like, what?
Now, see, but again, coming from the South, sometimes we'd have, you know, you just have fried potatoes where you just slice them up and you do them in the pan.
But that's what you get at home. That's home cooking. It's hard to make hash browns at home.
But if you're going out, you're going out. Hash browns.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say something about grits.
You know, I was never a big grit fan.
Neither was I.
I think it's because we did oatmeal at our house more so than grits.
Same here.
So,
up in Michigan, oatmeal was that, you know, when the weather was chilly especially.
Yeah.
But the grits, and don't get me wrong, like now, cheese grits and like some big old fat shrimp in there and stuff, I love it. I eat it up.
Mm-hmm.
But grits in general, it just, it literally has not a single nutrient in it. Not one!
It's a nice starch, I guess, right?
My dad used to talk about oatmeal smothered in lard.
Oh, man.
Smothered in lard.
That sounds so.
And even as a kid, it was like, no, that ain't right. But, you know, you think about it now, people that are on these carnivore diets and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they totally believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
And And I've come to believe in it to a pretty high degree.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just have fat. You have to have your essential amino acids, so you have to have protein.
Remember that story you did a couple of weeks ago, the guy that was like ingesting so much, it was oozing from his pores, from his
skin? Yeah, it was turning him kind of yellowish or something.
It's like
because he was eating so much tallow and fat and lard.
Don't overdo. No.
Don't overdo anything.
No, that's not good. Well, I don't know, though. If we had more milk, I still got part of a sleeve
of
Thin Mints here.
Well, you didn't. I gave you slightly less milk than I had. I had a bigger cup, and I brought it.
So. I sipped it very carefully so that it would last.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to take those home, stick them in the fridge, and then do away with them later. He's talking about the Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies.
Do what I have to do.
Which, you know, it was hard for me to share. I'll tell you how I am.
But he did.
I'm a generous person. Mm-hmm. If Greg and I were together walking down the street and somebody was selling Girl Scout cookies, I'd say, you want a box? Oh, I don't have any money with me. Okay, well, I'll buy them for you.
Right.
And I've got no problem with that.
Yes.
But there's something weird about, now these cookies are in my personal possession.
Yes.
They're theoretically mine.
Yes, I get that.
And I don't want to share them.
I totally understand.
But so I don't know what you call that, because it's not outright stinginess, because I would share with anybody.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's, I don't know, maybe I got it from my mom, and I just say, Mom, you want me to make some popcorn? And she'd say, no, I'm good.
Oh,
well, I'd make it anyway.
Going.
And she would dig in and dig in and dig in. And there was something about that just always irritated me, because, Mom, I asked you, and I would make it, and I've got no problem with that. But why are you digging into my popcorn saying you didn't want any?
Well, there's a difference within families sometimes. I mean, I've got friends that if they're in a family gathering, they're all eating off each other's plates right and left.
Mm-hmm.
Where I tend to no, because if I had wanted potatoes, I would have gotten the potatoes. And if you wanted potatoes, you should have gotten potatoes. You do your plate, I'll do mine.
Well, you know what actually bothers me more than that? Like, if you take something from my plate, I don't really like that per se. Don't shovel stuff on it that I haven't asked for.
No, no.
I hate that.
No.
Don't tell me what you think I want or should eat.
Exactly.
Especially as a grown-ass man.
Yeah. He's growing more all the time. That was meant as a compliment.
You know, oh, thank you.
When you go to the gym stuff.
You know, thank you.
Not eating Thin Mints and milk.
Hey, I wonder what's going to happen with Attorney General Bondi and Cash Patel and all these documents that apparently the New York FBI office, they were holding, even though Bondi put out the order. Give me all of the stuff related to Epstein. She made it very, very clear, and they purposefully held that stuff back. Now, it's not Cash Patel's fault. He just took over. And she even, in a letter she sent to him, reiterated in there, I made this request before you were the director. She just wants to make sure that he knows the lay of the land. Now everything is on record. And she wanted those records by 8 a.m. this morning. I was looking at a few news sources. I didn't have a lot of time doing the show, so I didn't have a lot of time to dig in. But I have not heard how that has gone, if she's received them, or any word coming from the FBI director. But
and I don't have the nerve to break the barrier and actually text her, but that would be funny, but I would not do that. As much as I want to, that'd be wrong.
But if you do text her, say,
Bob wants to know.
Bob says, hey, Pammy Joe, what up, Gator Girl?
And then she'll change her phone number.
Yeah, that would probably, just like when she was a tri-delt, and I was trying to get her number then.
See?
Not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some of what I say actually is a story.
And some of it's
and depending on what it is, I'll say it's a story either way. You know how that goes.
Uh-huh.
Plausible deniability, I think.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, it's your turn. Things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive, attitude of gratitude kind of stuff that you want to share with us. And Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Anna. Same location, same great care. All right, call now, 877-975-9825. So much to be thankful for, including this absolutely gorgeous weather Welcome, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, please, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Kaz. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and team. Awesome show. Listen, always. You guys are just fabulous. You're going to smile on this one. Three fawns, deer fawns, on my property. Just beautiful. I have huge property. They can go anywhere they want. I'm a quarter mile from the paved road. They're safe here. They're beautiful. And I'm praying for them. They're just stunning. I just can't believe it. God bless you and God bless America. I love you guys. I'm going to miss you. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Cass. We'll be here Monday morning, bright and early. Good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
AI can't do my job. You hear that, AI? You can't do my job. That's making me smile. God bless America.
Well, what you should say is you can't do my job the way I do it.
Yeah. More and more, it can do our job. That's the scary part.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's smile about things.
This is supposed to be upbeat, positive.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. last chance if you want to get in, by the way. 877-975-9825. Mark, what's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile was your coverage of MASH and Hogan's Heroes, because I used to watch those in the 70s. Regarding MASH, I'm sure your favorite character was Klinger. But on Hogan's Heroes, I actually used to do anything to mimic Colonel Klink by putting the monocle in the eye. So I would find like things like quarters or poker chips and try to be Colonel Klink.
That's funny.
I liked Hot Lips. Yep. Isn't that her name? Hooligan?
Yes. Hooligan? Houlihan?
Hot Lips Houlihan.
Yeah, right. Well, she might have been a hooligan. I don't know.
It was just like looking at her. She had this, I don't know, kind of sassy personality.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah, kind of like that.
She definitely had an attitude.
Should we go go rogue?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Good morning. Who's this?
My name is Joe from Summerfield.
And Joe, you're on the air. What's making you smile?
Well, after 39 years of serving the federal government, today is my wife's last day of work.
Wow.
That definitely, I can hear it in your voice, is making you smile. And it should. Congratulations now.
It's awesome.
Enjoy. Enjoy the retirement. Take it all in and have all the fun you want, especially while you have your health. Because you know what? Ask a rich man who's sick. They'll give it all up to have their health. Good morning. Who's this?
Spencer.
Spencer, you're live on the air. What is making you smile?
The last episode of MASH, I was working in Boonesboro, Kentucky. There was a bar and restaurant on the river called Linville's Settler's Cabin. We stopped in. They locked the doors. The drinks were on the house, and we watched the last episode.
Aww.
That's awesome.
And a great memory
right there.
And that makes me smile. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Pete Hegseth asked about Fendel Labs in Mexico, and he said, anything is on the table. The commander-in-chief, ultimately, with my consultation with the chairman and others, will make those determinations. Nothing off the table. Our sovereignty will be defended. So military strikes on fentanyl labs in Mexico could happen. Imagine that. Bombing those fentanyl factories and watching them go up in smoke. And yes, that is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have a great, safe, awesome weekend. See ya.